muted.
Blog Talk Radio.
Got a mismatch. Walker on McGee with four. Kemba Walker. Step back. Walker. Cardiac Kemba does it again.
Gilbert for the win. Oh, baby.
What up, Rob?
What's good, man?
Man, it's Friday, man. That's what's great. Not what's good, what's great. Because it's Friday.
Exactly.
I feel good. You feel good. It's just a good time, man.
Yep, it is.
How you living,
it is, man? Man, you know me good. Finals week is coming up.
Tomorrow,
next week. Tonight is the black party, so I'm ready, man.
Right,
I'm ready to have fun.
Let me break it down. All right, I want to shout out Next Level. This is the first black party I'm missing since 2010.
Oh,
I was in high school in 2010, so this hurts my soul, and it has visions where it started. To be an 18-year-old kid with all those beautiful women and visions, bruh, and I got my first lap dance there, too, at the black party. And, man,
what?
Shout out Jay, man. Me and Jay, we all 4 years of black parties. It's going to be different. Like, I'm usually preparing to get, you know, some bottles or something and just toast and celebrate and go have a good time. But
right,
it's
going
to be weird. I'm not looking at none of your snaps. None of those snaps till the morning. Like, after 9 o'clock, no, I'm not looking at no one's snaps because I'm going
to be
mad at myself.
Man.
I know it's going to be crazy. Y'all about to flick over Instagram.
You know we got to take mad selfies for you, man.
Man, I appreciate that. But, hey, great news. Aggie fam, if you're listening, I will be back at A&T next week to see my brother graduate. Hopefully Thursday evening. We going to see, man. We're going to see what the streets got to say. But I'm going to be back, man, see my people. So, yeah, it's going to be fun going back home. Hopefully I get twerked on this time, but we'll see.
Oh, man, you did, though.
Yeah.
You did leave empty-handed, didn't you?
Well, today, this is, what, episode 6, man. We moving up, Rob. You know, I got to
keep
back
moving.
Every time. Yeah, be consistent.
Man.
We got a
That's
couple
like
things in the works, too, and they're not ready for what we got in store. So, y'all just stay tuned, keep listening, Thousand Jumpers. No, I go by the name Dapper J. That's Bobby G.
Bobby
George. Whatever you want to call him, as long as you just hit him up, you know, or hit him in the DM, whatever. Nah, but this is Sports Friday, right? So we got to talk.
It is Sports
Friday.
You
know, Kobe. We're going to really go in depth with Kobe. We got Skins Cowboys because it's Cowboys week. And we're in first place. And it's Monday Night Football.
Number one.
We're at home. It's just a lot.
Come on.
10 years ago, Santana became the Cowboy Killer. So this is a lot going on.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you know, the Warriors, they're undefeated, bro. They're not just like 1-0 or 3-0 or 5-0. They're 20-0, dog.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
20.
And then, you know, the Terps and the Tar Heels, they faced off in an epic battle. But two of the best teams in the country. It brought back memories, man. I missed the ACC. I'm ACC bred.
Come on,
bread.
Man. Why did you leave, man?
We left for money and bigger exposure. I understood the principle. I just don't necessarily agree
with
it because I miss playing UNC. I miss playing and beating Duke and all the other people we used to beat up on. Anyway, well, let's start with the UMD-UNC game. First and foremost, I didn't get to catch much of the game because, unlike you guys, I got to be up at like 2, 3 in the morning if I go to work. So, Rob, you got to break this one down for me.
Oh, man. I think I caught the second half or the first half and the rest after that. And it was crazy. It was like a duel between Melo Trimble and Marcus Paige, man. It was crazy. Both are future All-Americans in my book. I'm pretty sure those are going to be the two guards in the team.
Absolutely.
Man, it was, Trimble got to take them turnovers down a little bit, though. Yeah, like 11.
I think that's what, like, ruined us. Not that they weren't playing amazing defense, but we were making careless mistakes. And you can't make careless mistakes on the road against a quality team like UNC.
Exactly.
So I think that's what really did us.
Fire.
Yeah, he did. I looked at his numbers. You know, he definitely, old. Even though he dropped 20, I'm not sure of the assist off the top of the head, but just his impact of being back on the floor is definitely what felt, you know, playing Melo Trimble. And it's great because I hope that they, when they get in the lead, they'll have, like, a rivalry, Melo versus Marcus. Because those are two amazing guards. Those two of the top.
They should, league. Man. Is this the next Darren Williams
and Chris
Paul?
In the country right now? Maybe. Hopefully, you know, it's on two teams that don't affect the Wizards heavily, so I can thoroughly enjoy it and be like, you know, that's a good matchup right there. I don't have to get angry all the time. But yeah, man. Hopefully, we see them again. And if we see them again, it's going to be
it's going to be an interesting year. I mean, I think we're going to see both UNC and Maryland deep in the tourney this year.
That's all I hope for. We can make, you know, an Elite Eight Final Four run.
I want that chip, man. I want that championship, man.
I mean, of course I want the chip. Maryland is the only team I have rooted for that gave me what I desperately needed in my life,
man.
And that's the title. 2002, I can name a starting five and a six, man. You know, they think I'm playing Steve Blake at point, Juan Dixon at two, three, Byron Mouton, four, Chris Wilcox, five, Lonnie Baxter, my man Drew Nicholas off the bench. They just don't know. They don't know, Rob.
It's
they
time
don't.
Again, man. The drop got to be over, bro.
Is it blasphemous to say he could be the new Juan in terms of impact?
Come
not
on, don't
type
do
of
that.
Player.
Don't do that.
That's why
I still
remember
Juan cooking Karan.
That's why I asked before.
I don't know.
He's got to
show out an attorney. That's how Juan was made. He got to show out an attorney.
Okay, and I'm with that. You know I'm with it. If we come with it, man, Merlin's going to be a team to mess with. Speaking of Maryland, I'm covering the women tomorrow, and that's going to be cool to go up in the Xfinity Center and watch our Maryland do damage. Because, you know, truth be told, our men is dope, but our women has been consistently great.
Come on, man. They've been killing
for a long time.
Exactly.
We've been one of those teams. Like, if people really look at Maryland women, we're great. It's just that, you know, UConn just wants to be invincible all the time.
Come on, we don't
get our proper due of respect. But Maryland's up there. Hopefully, imagine men and women in the Final Four at both winning titles. I could just dream that now. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. Crystal Langhorn, Chrissy Tolliver. Those are my girls forever. I love y'all. Anyway, it's Skins. It's Cowboys.
They don't get no bigger than that.
They don't, man. I remember top 10 list on NFL Network, they didn't put us in the top 10 rivalries. And
I was like,
are you serious? But you're going to put Browns and Bengals, right, over us?
Really? See, that doesn't make sense.
They were number four at that.
You could say Skins really ain't been killing the game for the last decade or so. Cowboys ain't been killing the game. But come on now. If you can use that excuse, then the Browns and Bengals should be nowhere.
Our records, our games are always thrilling. It comes down to the wire.
Must-see TV. We're black penalties everywhere. Are you crazy?
We can go on both sides, you know, like if you want to go to an NFC Championship game in the 80s, or if you want to make it more current, 2012 division title, Thanksgiving.
That's the division.
05.
Come on. Did we not shut down Thanksgiving?
05 was so beautiful because Santana became a legend in one game. And then the second game, people forget, it was the Chris Cooley game where he scored three touchdowns.
He was killing.
I don't understand, man. I almost cried. Like, before 2012, 05 was the greatest season I ever experienced in my lifetime. It was 99 was dope because we were winning, but I was six. I thought I was 12. I fully understand what's going on.
Exactly.
I'm going to be real with you, Rob. When we lost to Seattle in 2005,
come on, man.
That's the only time I ever cried for the Redskins. I haven't cried any. I cried because I felt like we were going to go to the Super Bowl that year.
I don't know
if we were going to beat the Steelers, but we were better than Carolina that year. We got robbed in Seattle. I hate Sean Alexander. I still hate him.
Oh, my goodness. Did they rob him?
Yeah, that's the only time I ever cried. Only you guys, my brother, that's my father. Only time I ever cried was in 05. Because I felt like that was our best year. You know, anyway, not to get sidetracked, us in Dallas. Dallas, you know, Romo's hurt, so we don't have to injure him, quote-unquote, again. We just got to strap our players and not take them lightly because Dallas will always give us competition.
You know what I'm saying? That's what people going to say, man. You know, Dallas is injured. Come on, man. Like, any quarterback can't just throw a Hail Mary to Dez Bryant. Go on, B.
You saw what Aaron Rodgers did yesterday, by the way. He's that dude.
He's still not Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, but it's okay.
You're right. He's going to be better. I said it. I said it.
You heard it here first. Blasphemy at its finest.
Aaron Rodgers is a new level of quarter. You know, that's another topic for another day. Just know Aaron Rodgers is the truth. His
one
mind strength, mobility. This guy produces. He has
He's
a ring,
one ring
already.
Like Sauron, bro.
He did it in less time. Well, actually, he did.
What?
Brett started in 92, then went to 96. Aaron started in 08 and won in 2010. Boom.
But he was on the team for years, though.
He wasn't starting.
That's like people try to disregard Kobe's first 3 years. There's a reason why he didn't start those years, because he wasn't ready. Neither was Aaron. So we're going to put those years on, and he wasn't made for that yet. Okay, he's nice now. He's great now.
See what I got to go through, guys. See what I got to go through.
You got to come on, man. This revisionist history is ridiculous. But
anyway, back to the more important game. If you want to watch an amazing game filled with all the drama and the hoopla, Monday night, 8:30, tune in on ESPN and watch our Washington Redskins. You know, do what we got to do to not only beat Dallas, but then take sole possession of first place because we'll be 3-1 in the division. It's a huge game because if we win back-to-back games, which we haven't done all season, the momentum will carry on the road and something special could brew into something really special where we talking on the side of our next special and we actually have the facts to back it up. And we'll be 500.
What?
Rob, you better let them know, man. They don't know. They don't know. If we could talk that talk.
They're not ready for that.
What? They don't want it with us, man. The memes will be endless. We're adding everybody coming at all your mentions. I'm just letting you know. So Monday night, I'm going to stay up for this. So you know it's special because I got to be up. I get up every day, Rob, like around 2 in the morning. So I usually go to bed at like 8, 9 o'clock. I'm going to stay up for this.
Oh,
this is special.
On. You can't
miss it. Special. Can't miss Skins Cowboys. I don't think I ever missed a Skins Cowboys game.
I'm pretty sure I have.
Starting this Monday. So that's going to be huge. We're going to cover other NFL games another day. But Skins Cowboys is what's most important. I had to get that off my chest. You feel me?
Rivalry. Cowboy Week. Come on, man.
They lucky I haven't started putting memes on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter already. I'm just letting it be known. They don't want us winning. You don't want us winning. And I'm just letting it know to the refs, if they ever listen, don't cheat us. Because refs always cheat us in Cowboys Skins games. We could be at FedEx. We could be at AT&T Stadium. We could be on freaking Pluto. They always cheat us. Every game, every year, it's always that one call. It's like, really, bruh? Really? Are you going to do it like that?
It's okay. It don't matter. We're not leaving it to ref's hands now. We're working hard.
All right.
We're taking over.
I believe, Rob. I think it's that time where I got
to
say, I believe. You got to believe. All right. And next up, you know, Golden State,
man.
Like
Can
I said,
they be beat?
They're not 1-0. They're not 2-0. They're not 5-0. They're not 7-0. They're not even like 10-0. They're 20-0. 20-0. And
that's,
this isn't 2K or NBA Live.
That's a pretty good record, you know, I would say.
They're almost a fourth of the season undefeated.
Yeah.
They're 25% game.
Rob, and it's not like they're playing. It's not like every game is close games. They're destroying teams.
They got some blow. They got a few blowoffs. A few of them.
A few? A few? Have you seen their record? The only game I can recall that was really close was the Clipper game because they were down 23. And then the Jazz. What other game was really close? He came home. People say, you told me, he was like, oh, he might have struggled in the first half. Then he dropped 28 in the third.
That was crazy. He was just pulling from everywhere. He didn't even care.
He pulled from the Time Warner logo.
That was,
and just
he was man. He'd be trolling on the court, man. He'd just be trolling people.
Did you see the alley-oop? Landon against the Jazz. We did it like behind, like a hook shot alley-oop from three.
He's nice.
It's
to
the point now where
ball.
I look at Steph and be like, dog, I know, like, who made you? That's what I need to know. Like, who, how were you this good at the game of basketball? It
hard work,
make
man.
Sense. And then when people don't realize, Klay hadn't even went off yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we
but
so focused
that, I mean,
on
that's...
Steph. When Klay come out the cut and do one of his games.
I mean, he's going to have his game. I don't think he's going to be what he was last year.
I mean, he's not going to have a perfect quarter where he dropped 37, I hope.
Come on,
not.
Man. Ain't nobody doing that. That was crazy.
That's 37 in a quarter? You're right. We made it. And it's not like he missed shots. He made everything.
Yeah, he was just pulling.
Everything. Just, I'm just going to throw it in. What? Like, you can't. And even if the backcourt has been neutralized, you know, Draymond having
Draymond's balling. Crazy.
Harrison Barnes is cooking.
And yeah, he's got some pretty good games.
You still got Iggy off the bench. Can they really?
They can be.
I'm not saying they're going 82-0.
Come on, that's not.
They're
going
to slip up. But can they go past 72-10?
They're not.
I personally don't
believe they will.
I think they can, bro.
How many times did they play the Spurs and the Thunder?
I mean, they played the Spurs three times, and I believe they played the Thunder three times. But they don't touch them until at least January. That's the new year. They got the Cavs on Christmas. If they blow out LeBron, not beat LeBron, if they blow out LeBron,
they're not blowing
put
out
my
LeBron.
Money up.
LeBron's not letting them blow out LeBron. Come on, no.
I'm just letting you know that they blow LeBron, I'm putting my money up.
That they go
and
72
I'll
better than 72
and 10? We can have a dinner bet. I take you to whatever in reason.
Okay.
We can have a dinner bet. Not nothing like, oh, I want to go to Fogo de Chao. I'm like, Rob, no, we're not doing
what
that.
What do you consider a blowout?
I don't know. Double digits.
Double digits? So they win by 11? You willing to put money up?
No, if they blow out the Cavs, I'll put money up that they'll break the record as long as they remain healthy.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, how much is the blow? 15 points? 20 points?
15. Yeah, 15.
15? Okay.
If they put up 15, then we can make a bet on this podcast.
Oh, come on. That's got to be official.
If they go 72-10. I think they can do it. I really think if they stay healthy, who's going to get their 10 losses?
Apart. I mean, the Thunder will give them a few.
Their 10 losses?
The Spurs. And then the random games that people.
Three?
They
like,
play the Spurs three times. They're losing two of them.
No, they're not, because Popovich isn't going to play his star. You know, he's going to give the random break to Tim Duncan and Ginobili and Parker. Like, all right, sit home.
But he's not going to break against the Warriors.
He did it with the Heat.
All right, just the Heat. He
in
knew
Miami.
He could beat them. I mean, he's not going to do that against the Warriors.
I mean, but he can think he can be any team. Am I right? As
yeah,
a coach, you're supposed
but,
to believe that if you have the right personnel.
But it's different. He's beat LeBron before. He knows the method of what he has to accomplish.
He beat
and
the
does
Warriors
he have the
before.
Pieces to do it. But they're not the same Warriors.
Agreed. I completely agree.
So the first game, he's definitely not sitting them because he's definitely got to see if he can match wits with them, you know.
Oh,
they play
in
April, so yeah.
by the way, Luke Walton is going to get a head coaching job in like a year or two. And this doesn't count on his record at all. He's still technically 0-0.
He's still getting a head coaching job, man.
Like, I feel like I could coach the Warriors at this rate. I'm like, all right, guys, go play.
Please don't say that.
And they'll just give me W's.
I feel like they're disrespectful to the coach.
Luke is a sound mind. Luke has a sound mind. He is an NBA champion. Your father's an NBA champion and Hall of Famer. And then you come from a tree of, like, I can do this. So I'm not saying Luke is terrible. But when you have a team like that, it just looks effortless.
Yes. I mean, that's the coach's job right there. To make the machine.
He's doing one heck of a job. He could literally win Coach of the Year with a 0-0 record. It's possible.
Depends on how long Kerr's gone.
That is also true. But the way they're rolling, I don't see anyone messing with the Warriors right now. Honestly, I don't. They look unstoppable, man.
7-game series, I don't see them beating the Thunder. Until they show me they can stop Kevin Durant. Then I'll say, okay, maybe they can go to the finals again.
I mean, they're not necessarily neutralize Kevin Durant because you really can't neutralize Kevin Durant.
Last game they played, he had like 30 on them in the first half.
But you have to isolate, like, they play isolation basketball, which the Thunder does with Russell and KD.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, okay, let them do them, but who else is going to come through?
Oh, come
Ibaka?
What? We'll see,
wow,
man.
I think this is one of those
50,
teams.
And it don't really matter
right.
What they're going to do. Because it's not like he's going to drop 50 and everybody else going to drop 2.
Kevin's not
and Westbrook?
Come on, Kevin.
Come on.
They're
giving
Kevin
them 80.
Kevin and Westbrook are crazy. Could they give the Warriors one loss? Cool. But to beat them in the 7-game series, I don't even know anymore.
We'll see.
I honestly don't.
Curry's
this
flashy with his 3-pointers.
Game.
That's dope. But
and
he's not. No, he's not Durant scoring right now, man. He's flashing with the
three. This is why they play the game, and this is why we watch. We don't know, Rob. But this is all speculation.
Hey, man.
But shout out to Golden State, man. Dub Nation.
Right.
Shout out my homegirl Maya. She's from Oakland, and she Dub Nation for real. So shout out her. All right, now you know we had to end it off. We talking basketball. Like I said, we teased it Tuesday with Kobe retiring.
Yeah, man.
Like. I don't even know where to begin, man. I've been blessed to see Kobe play live. He's 5-time champion. The 0-1 Lakers team
is what we consider
the greatest teams, if not the greatest team we've ever seen. I've ever seen in person.
Yeah, that's
so
definitely the greatest team I've ever seen.
Kobe's the man, dog. You know, and it's crazy. He gave us a good run for our money. He dropped 31. They beat us. I felt like the Warriors gave him that victory as a parting gift. That's just me personally.
Yeah, we're just going to keep that up, you know, you say that. we let one slip.
And Rob, you know, now we have to debate his place in the game. Like, I know
we can
both say he's the second greatest shooting guard of all time.
Yeah, definitely second greatest shooting guard. For whatever reason, but he's definitely the second greatest.
What do you mean, well, for whatever reason?
I mean, you
other
can speculate T-Mac's injury. I'm just saying, like,
so what,
if other circumstances
T-Mac's
happen.
Injury, Grant Hill's injury.
I mean, Grant Hill
what,
was
who
two
else?
No. You know.
Well, to say.
Who else?
Well, Wade? Wade's three?
Wade did wear down a little bit.
No pun intended. Ain't nobody better than Kobe other than Jordan.
Of course.
You know that.
But if we're talking skill set, I mean,
no,
you can argue T-Mac's skill set is better. But if we're talking just accolades, careers, and things. Of course.
Accolades,
Kobe's
career,
the second best.
Impact, Kobe.
Yeah.
But does that make him a top 10 player of all time?
Top 10? Like I said, I don't have Kobe in my top 10.
Then that's
I have him in my top 15.
He's top 10. I'm not saying he's top 5. Some people say top 5. Some people might say
he's
not
top 5.
Nah.
I can name top 5
he's
right now
top.
Better than him.
Who? Top 5. But go.
My top 5.
Go.
Jordan, Magic.
Okay.
Shaq, Duncan.
Okay.
Kareem. That's
Shaq,
5.
Duncan, Kareem. So, Duncan,
In terms of what? Because they both got 5 rings.
He's got 2
Duncan
MVPs. He doesn't have any losing season.
Kobe deserves more than one MVP.
It's not about deserve. We can speculate all that, okay? Shaq deserves more than one MVP, too. What is your point?
You're right.
He only has one, and Duncan has 2. So, I mean, we can do what else. Like I said, what if T-Mac never got injured? Would Kobe be the second best shooting guard? No one knows. But
would T-Mac have had a ring? And if T-Mac didn't have a ring, it wouldn't have mattered.
If him and Yao are healthy that year, that Yao was in the playoffs and they won that series with T-Mac on the bench, come on, you can't tell me they don't win.
What was that, 07?
But that's not the point here. We're debating Kobe, man. But
I'm trying to think, who won in 07?
Then
the Spurs? They weren't beating the
Spurs.
Get out of here.
Yao and T-Mac? What the hell? Artest, Battier? Come on, bro.
Over top?
He is the greatest coach.
That,
I have him as the greatest coach. Did you see what he did to Pop? 13-35. Check the YouTube clip, man. But
I mean, of course I checked the YouTube clip. That's what our intro is. You feel me?
You know. Oh! But no, back to Kobe. Top 10? I mean, because there's only 5. After that top 5, there's only 5 left. And you got to put Hakeem in there, man. Wolf Will.
Okay.
That's
okay.
7.
Oh. Who else? What? I throw in
KD. Oh, Larry Bird.
For you.
Dang. I completely forgot Larry Bird. That is my fault.
Larry
Bird.
Larry, KG, and then Kobe.
KG? I'll put Kobe over Garnett. And Garnett's one of my favorite players of all time. But LeBron.
Oh, Rob. So you're going to have LeBron in top 10, but not
4
Kobe?
4 MVPs?
But not
4.
Kobe? And to me, LeBron only deserved 2 of those 4. He doesn't deserve all 4.
What? He deserved like 6 MVPs by now, but that's not the point. Derrick Rose MVP with LeBron. They didn't rob him because let's hate on LeBron. What?
Leaf.
This is not the point.
It wasn't.
Here. But.
Rob, you tripping. Like, I'm really trying to gather this. You got LeBron. I'm cool with you having LeBron in the top 10. But
LeBron
in the top
has
10.
4 MVPs. You, like I said, the way I
what he did not deserve.
We're not going to play the deserve game, okay?
2. Man.
What? I mean, Kobe arguably didn't deserve his 1 MVP. That year?
That's blasphemy. Anyway.
What?
Anyway,
Kobe was the best
LeBron
when he won that? Come on. LeBron.
And LeBron. Man,
LeBron has 4. We're not going to do this right now. Man. We can debate this next Friday, man.
His performance in the finals, like
that has nothing to do with a regular season MVP. I can score 0 points in the playoffs.
No, I'm not. I'm
that
talking,
has nothing to do with the regular
overall
season.
Impact and everything else. I'm not talking just MVP.
Are we putting the finals numbers out? Oh, Kobe against the Pistons. How many points did he score a game? 38% shooting. 20. Come on, man. Finals. Start getting beat by 36 in a game-closing game? We in a series ending? Come on, bro. Really? We're not about to sit here and act like Kobe's got an unblemished playoff record. Him against the Suns? Come on. What?
That wasn't his fault, bro.
It wasn't. Please, please. It was okay. Mister, I don't want to shoot in the fourth quarter, so I'll just pass it to every.
Hey, they said we got 90 seconds, right? So here's what we're going to do. We had another topic about the Instagram baby names, like, they're really naming, you know, we can talk about Kobe later, so hit us up on Twitter. See what you did, Rob? We've been debating so much, you wasted all our time.
No, you wasted it with the blasphemy.
How
but,
am I
okay.
wasting it with the blasphemy?
It's
you
okay.
Know,
move on to this Instagram topic.
We can't even do the Instagram. We got, like, 30 seconds. So we're going to do our shout-out.
It's okay.
I'm going to shout-out everybody, you know, shout-out Jay-Z. His
of
birthday.
Course,
we're going to play a Jay-Z song, R.I.P. Pimp C, you know, rest in peace.
EGK for life.
All day, every day. Shout out all the people listening.
Everybody.
Shout out all my homies who are out, but shout out my uncle. Shout out my man Marcus, my man Devontae. Y'all found this day. Respect and love.
Shout out everybody man. Going to the black party.
Man, hey,
let's
take a shot
turn up.
You know,
man, I'm gonna take
play
2.
December 4th by Jay. We got 5 seconds left. I'll see y'all next time on what?
Hey,
Friday,
we out.
We
Tuesday,
out.
Tuesday. 4:30. Peace.
Sean Carter was born December 4th, weighing in at 10 pounds, 8 ounces. He was the last of my four children, the only one who didn't give me any pain when I gave birth to him. And that's how I knew that he was a special child.
They say they never really miss you till you dead or you gone. So on that note, I'm leaving after the song. So you ain't gotta feel no way about Jay so long. But at least let me tell you why I'm this way. Hold on. I was conceived by Gloria Carter and Agnes Reeves, who made love under the sycamore tree, which makes me a more sicker MC. And my mama would claim at 10 pounds when I was born, I didn't give her no pain. Or so through the years, I gave her her fair share. I gave her first real scare. I made it for birth when I got here. She knows my purpose wasn't purpose. I ain't perfect, I care. But I feel worthless cause my shirts wasn't matching my gear. Now I'm just scratching the surface cause what's buried under there was the kid torn apart once his pop disappeared. I went to school, got good grades, could behave when I wanted. But I had demons deep inside that would raise them, confronted. Hold on.
Sean was a very shy child growing up. He was into sports. And a funny story is, at four, he taught himself how to ride a bike. A two-wheel at that. Isn't that special? But I noticed a change in him when me and my husband broke up.
Now all the teachers couldn't reach me and my mama couldn't beat me hard enough to match the pain of my pop not seeing me. So with that disdain in my membrane, got on my pimp game, fucked the world, my defense came. Then the Haven introduced me to the game. Spanish Jose introduced me to Kane. I'm a hustler now. My gear is in and I'm in the in crowd. And all the wavy light-skinned girls are loving me now. My self-esteem went through the roof, man. I got my swag. Got a vocal from this girl when the man got back. Plus I hit my mama with cash from a show that I had. Supposedly knowing nobody paid jazz, whack ass. I'm getting ahead of myself by the way I can rap. That came second to me moving his crack. Give me a second, I swear. I would say about my rap career. The 96 came. Niggas, I'm here. Goodbye.
Sean used to be in the kitchen beating on the table and rapping and at the wee hours of the morning. And then I brought him a boombox. And his sisters and brothers said that he would drive them nuts. But that was my way to keep him close to me and out of trouble.
Goodbye to the game, all the spoils, the adrenaline rush. Your blood boils, you in a spot, knowing cops can rush. Yeah, you in a drop, you so easy to touch. No 2 days are alike, except the first and 15 pretty much. And trust, there's a word you seldom hear from us. Hustlers, we don't sleep, we rest one eye up. And the drought that defines a man when the well dries up. You learn to work the water, without work you thirst till you die. Yep. And niggas get tied up for product, the little brothers ring fingers get cut up to show mothers they really got them. And this is the stress I live with, till I decided to try this rap shit for a living. I pray I'm forgiven for every bad decision I've made, every sister I've played. Cause I'm still paranoid to this day, and it's nobody's fault. I made the decisions I made, this is the life I chose, or rather the life that chose me. And you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. Now if you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black.